Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
The work has begun on a causeway. We're asking you, what is the worst commute in the city? And somebody texted this in 87870 and says, North Shore to Bell Chase, worst commute ever. Crescent City Connection traffic is horrible, but at least when you get to Bell Chase, you've reached God's country. So you got that going for you. Carlton Dufour Show joins us right now with the Causeway Commission. He's at least doing what they can do to make the causeway commute easier and safer. Hey, Carlton, good morning.
Tom, it's good to talk to you. How you doing, buddy?
I'm all right. And you?
I'm fine. Thank you.
Tell me about the work on the causeway and what has begun. Are people able to see the work being undertaken?
Not this week and next week or so, probably not, because the Bow Brothers, I just got a note a little while ago that they are in the lake today, and they're drilling into the existing pile caps to put rebar in, so when the new pile caps are inserted, they'll be able to connect them to the existing structure. The piling, we've got three piles, test piles that were driven last fall, and the balance, the 189 additional ones, will probably start end of next week or the following week, and those obviously everyone can see as they drive past. There will be a couple that, I think one or two more that they're going to do on the east side of the bridge real quick for testing purposes, and the rest will all be on the west side. I'll be focusing initially on the safety bays, the segmented shoulders. That's the highest priority for us. Every day on the bridge, we'll have anywhere from 8 to 10 to 12 breakdowns. Last year, I think the guys responded to like 3,600 incidences on the bridge from folks either having a mechanical problem, running out of gas, flats, or something along those lines. And those are the ones, Tom, that caused us the biggest problem. The bridge, well, you know, it's two lanes. It was designed, the original southbound bridge was designed in 54, 55, completed in 56, and the northbound was completed in 69. When they were designed, traffic was not the big deal. We had, I think, 2 million cars per year when the bridge was finished in 69, the parallel span. Today, it's 12 million. So it's six times that. The bridge is at capacity every morning and evening, and with that amount of traffic, 20,000 vehicles coming south every morning, you will have a breakdown. It's just a matter of odds. And the only emergency stopping area right now are the seven crossovers. They're about 3.5-4 miles between each other, and it's basically 84 feet square. It's like a large footprint of a large house, and that's it for all 24 miles of the bridge. So these shoulders are something we're really looking forward to. There will be six of them southbound, six of them northbound. They'll be 1,000 feet each, actually 1,008 feet each, 16 feet wide. They will almost quadruple the emergency stopping area of the bridge. First one could be open as early as end of July, early August in the summer, and then they'll open up about one per month thereafter. So that's a major – it's actually the largest single safety improvement in the bridge in 50 years.
Well, that's a lot quicker than I thought they'd be open.
It's been a process, buddy. What we did, we had a design competition early on. This is kind of unique for any infrastructure project. It is a design competition amongst engineers, and got four firms, all good firms, gave them a small stipend. This was summer of 2017, I think, and told them, you got 90 days, come back with designs for us. And they did some innovative stuff. We tell them three things. We need the most emergency stopping area we can have for the least cost and the least impacts to our commuters. We can't close down that bridge. It's open around the clock, 365 days a year. And they came back with a modular construction program, much like the original bridge. The piles are all fabricated off-site. Actually, they're being built right now in Fast Christian fabricated. They're 90 to 120 feet long. They are shipped by barge here. The girders are built off-site, also fabricated off-site. Those are going to Bow Brothers Yard in Almonaster. And on Almonaster, those girders will have the deck sections, whether they're 56 feet long for the southbound bridge or 84 for the northbound bridge. They'll be fabricated there. floated out, and this thing is just assembled like a Lego kit.
Snap it together, good to go.
The caps go, and the deck comes on.
Now, what about the railings? Because that's a different project,
rail
right?
Rail starts in April. That was awarded to James out of Baton Rouge. Really glad to say all this is the steel came in much lower than we anticipated. It's all American-made stuff, too. The steel's coming from both Louisiana and Mississippi from manufacturers locally. That will be all night work. It'll be a lane closure. This is strictly the southbound bridge, the one that's got the lower rails. The guys will probably close about a 2-mile section of the bridge, one lane of it, and they'll have several crews come in. One crew will remove the existing handrail. Next one will come down with a template to start drilling holes for the anchor bolts for the new posts. Another one come the anchor bolts and the posts and the rails. So it'll be much like a production line in an automobile or an aircraft manufacturing plant.
We're talking about commuting this morning, and we'll talk about the worst commute as soon as we wrap it up with Carlton Dufour Show here and get your input on that for us. You know, you come to work at 4 o'clock, Carlton, I guess you go to work early as well. You don't really have to worry about that, which is one benefit of getting up at 3 o'clock
in the morning. It's a wonderful thing.
It is, yeah, in a way.
Our commute's actually spooling up right now, Tom, from 7 until actually starts at it. Starts at 3:30. We start seeing cars coming in. But after about 6, it's almost continuous. 7 is getting kind of rough now, and this will go on until 9 in the morning. Then it'll taper off, and in the evening we'll start picking up at 3:30 and go until about 7 in the evening.
I don't know how people do it. I'll talk about that in a little bit because I
tell
could
you,
not.
You got to be dedicated.
Man, I'm telling you. You know, I went through
You got to pay it.
Go ahead.
On the causeway particularly, there's no room for error. You have to pay attention because, remember, it's two lanes. The safest condition is your steady state of everybody moving at the same speed. But if anything happens, whether it's a breakdown or somebody messes up, that's when clunk, 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 everything falls apart real quick.
All right, so I'm getting some texts here from people saying, after the work is completed, are the tolls going to go back to normal? But I don't think it's really that simple, is it?
It's a bond. No, these are financed, so... If we escrowed the money, it would have been 15 years down the line or more before we were able to have that's $100 million between the two projects. So it was bonded out in the fall of 2017. The bond term, Tom, don't hold me to this, I want to say it's 25 years.
In terms of the UEP Long Bridge, you guys have that as well,
yes,
right? And I'm getting a text here for
sure
people that don't remember. How did that happen? How did you all wind up with the UEP Long?
When you and I were kids, something happened in 1986. Well, not quite kids, but the legislature tasked the GNOEC, the Great New Orleans Expressway Commission, with policing the causeway. So since then, every weekday, we police the causeway. On the weekends, it goes back to the state police. I'm sorry, police the UE Long. So, yeah, right now, our guys are out there. They
Wait, say that again?
Every weekday, we police the UE Long.
And not on the weekends?
Weekends, the state police. Nope.
I didn't realize that.
The state police. That's the way it is.
Huh.
I'm assuming, and remember, this was in 86.
Yeah.
I'm assuming the legislature thought that the majority of the traffic, which is true, is weekdays, and that's when it was most needed.
So it's kind of like a joint custody
yeah.
thing, you and the state police.
Well, we actually police it. We do not, unlike the causeway, that we maintain it, operate it, administer it. On the UE Long is maintained by the state.
The bridge couldn't decide whether it wanted to live with the state police or the causeway
yeah.
commission. So you said, look, we just want the bridge to be happy. We'll keep it on during the week, and then weekends you can spend with the state police.
I believe the logic was that the GNOEC police were well-suited for moving traffic.
In terms of the UEP, ever since they've widened it, and I don't know, is there really a big traffic
much
concern
better.
There when it comes to commuting?
Much, in my opinion, it's much better. Are there traffic issues? Yeah, there's still traffic issues. In fact, traffic's gone up on it, but the crashes have gone down significantly. It does tend to be a place where folks tend to speed a little bit more than they used to, actually considerably more than they used to. But it is unbelievably, it's day and night between what it was with the old 9-foot, 9.5-foot wide lanes.
Sometimes if I have to go from Belchase to Metairie in rush hour traffic, I will take the UEP Long Bridge because I know it's not going to be stop and start, that at least I'll be able to move even though it's out of my way.
It'll get you there nowadays. Yeah. No two ways about it. It's an entirely different ball game than the the nightmares all of us used to have dreams about with the narrow little roads.
Well, thank you, Carlton. I appreciate your time.
Take care. Everybody have a good Valentine's Day, and Mardi Gras around the corner.
There you go. Thank you, Carlton Dufresne. Appreciate it. General Manager of the Causeway Commission.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.